Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Welcome back, beautiful people.
Yay.
Welcome back to one more episode of Live Life by Design, brought from
the remix.
Yeah, the remix brought from Become an Investor. And tonight we have me as a co-host and Mr. Campos.
Yay.
How are you, Mr. Campos?
I'm doing great, Danny. Doing great, man. Another week, huh?
Another week.
A ghost town of just me and you again.
These people are on vacation. I want my days too.
You know, like, shit, man.
Hey, how do you like your new camera?
You know what? At least
how
I got a good
camera. Yeah. How about that?
Get like
a new camera. You guys should see his face.
I know. They put the camera on me.
Smiling like, wow, goodness.
I lit up like a
kid little
with a candy.
Kid. Yeah, there you go.
or a fat kid with cake.
I didn't say that.
You're the one that told me I gained weight, man. That kind of hurt.
Oh, well, the gym is on the corner.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Literally. Oh, my goodness. All right. So today we're going to be talking about wholesale. But before that, Mr. Campos are going to share the quote for the day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So here's our quote for the night. It's more important to grow your income than cut your expenses. It's more important to grow your spirit than cut your dreams, by Robert Kiyosaki.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep.
More important to grow your income than cut your expenses. That's true, though, right?
It is.
I mean,
it is.
If you're not going to make more money, yeah, you know, why? I mean, not to say don't cut your expenses, but I mean, everybody wants to keep their expenses.
I mean, don't go crazy. I mean, it depends.
Here's what I always
when
say,
I think about expenses, I think about regular life. Like you go out to eat once in a while. Of course, you want to, you know, have your money for you and the kids to buy your clothes.
Right.
But I'm not talking about crazy stuff, unless but if you are not making enough to cover
those expenses,
minimum, I mean, no, don't cut the freaking expense. Go make more money.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then don't, you know, what does it say? It is more important to grow your spirit than cut your dreams.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're all about, right? Is growing that spirit so we don't cut our dreams. For real, though, right? I mean, shoot, you know, but you have to, right? I mean, I think the biggest thing, though, like I say this, and this is kind of, I learned from the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, is build your assets, build that extra income, or build that passive income where you can, and then buy yourself something.
Yeah.
Right? Let whatever it is, let that money work for you again. Like we said previously.
Yeah.
Let the money be the servant. Right?
That's just the goal. And I mean, grow your spirit. That's better.
Yeah.
You know, when you were working, you get motivated about something that you are going to do. It's a project that you're going to start. You can feel the spirit coming out, right? Like that energy, that it's the good one. Now, if you tell a kid that he cannot be a pilot,
Yeah, I can't.
If you can have the heart to do that, tell a kid that he cannot be a pilot, right? That's crazy.
Suck.
It's cutting the dream.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, don't do that. That when someone says you cannot do it, it's like they're breaking my wings, dude. Fuck that.
But then it forces me to do it.
No.
It makes me do it. Like, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just prove
exactly.
you wrong. Just to prove you wrong.
Yeah, don't cut my wings. I need to dream. I have big dreams.
I know.
It's serious. The other day, I think even on, like, it was last weekend, had two of the guys, we were having a conversation, and they're just like, but this is not possible. I was just like, what the heck is not possible for
right?
you? For you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you,
it's not son. Possible. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not you. Possible for you, not me. Shoot. We make things happen around here. God damn it.
So many guys that will, you know, so many people, so many stories that it's real stories. It's yeah. not because you're not a triple millionaire right now that, you know, it doesn't happen tomorrow. I mean, if that's your mentality, maybe I'm hanging out with the wrong crew.
I think that's what it is, Dan. You're
damn,
hanging out with the wrong people.
I'm moving out. Bye, people.
You're funny. Well, hey, guys, what's tonight?
Goodness.
What are we talking about, Danny? What are we talking about tonight?
Wholesale, real estate deals, how to wholesale. And for that topic, we have the Mr. Campos. And
I
know you're a very good wholesaler, way better than me, to be honest.
So, and I think that, you know, just to make sure everybody understands what wholesaling is, it's where you're, well, at least from my perspective, right, finding properties that may be distressed or may, you know, need some, ultimately just not retail pricing, right?
Yeah.
Under market value. Basically, you play third party, middleman. Mm-hmm. You know, Danny wants to sell her house. I got John Doe over here wants to buy a house, right? I'm able to put the property under contract with Danny, assign myself the contract or fee for the contract, and then sell that contract back to Mr. John Doe, and yep. away we go. It's pretty straightforward, right? But how do you get started in wholesaling?
Good question. Find a mentor.
Yeah. Yeah. Find a mentor. Right? Because learning from somebody who's actually doing something like this, or in general, right? Learning from somebody who's doing what you want to be doing is the best way to get started, right?
Yeah. Those skills on wholesaling, the it's not just here's the thing, find a freaking mentor. Yeah. That is the bottom of the line. Even on the other day, I think we were having a class here, and one of the students was just like, yeah, but I got the property, and I could not wholesale. I was just like, wait a minute, you put the property under a contract? Yeah, I did. It was just like, and then what else did you do? Well, I lose it. It was just like, okay, who told you to do that? Right?
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
do that. You don't put the horse in the front of how do you say that?
The horse in front of the carriage, or the carriage before the horse.
Yeah,
duh.
There you go. No, don't do that. Yeah, you don't do that. But you hear stories all the time. Why? Because they just think they can.
Well, I think people get lost because a lot of the gurus out there make it or say it's pretty easy. Like I just said, it's pretty straightforward. I didn't say it was easy. I said it's pretty mm-hmm. straightforward. And it is, right? But I think that because it's very low risk, it's more transactional than anything. I think we talked about this before.
It's more paper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And really, I mean, what do you need? EMD, earnest money deposit, to put the property under contract, really? That's not a lot of risk, you know? So I think that's why a lot of people want to get into wholesaling, because there's a huge upside to it. Yeah. But you got to understand, like, you know, again, you know, what we're talking about, maybe find a mentor, because they're going to help you with the different strategies. But most importantly, to help you avoid any of the mistakes, like, that particularly new guys make, right? I think that I've dealt with a couple of wholesalers in the past, and I was told, oh, the property's only, you know, it only needs 20K in repairs. And
no back wall.
Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah, it was funny. I'm like, okay, we'll go check it out. So I take my guy with me and we go walk it and my guy's like, this is 120K worth of repairs, man. Where did he get 20K from? So I call him up and I'm like, hey, just curious, dude. How did you come up with this number? And he's like, oh, YouTube. I'm like, yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with YouTube. But how old was that video? He's like, oh, it was like 4 years old. I'm like, dude, you realize the market's changed so much within that time frame? Material costs are so much higher than what they were, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Like, come on, dude, you know? So make sure that you get with somebody who knows what they're doing. That's number one.
Yeah, they are going to bring the skills. They are going to give you the information.
Yeah, yeah. Just right. All the insights that you're going to need, right, just to get going. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's, I mean, that's what I did. You know, I found somebody who can actually, I can learn from, right? That's the most important thing. But then the other thing of it is you got to understand the rules of your state, your county, your city, right? Some counties don't necessarily. I know San Diego was really cracking down on investors and wholesaling because they thought that they were just driving the market up with their fees at one point, right? So know, you know, understand the legalities of you know, where and what's expected of you as a wholesaler. One of the big things is, again, know. You got to understand what the market value is. You got to understand or what's going on in the market. You got to understand how to run comps, understand the ARV of the property.
Yeah, and going back in a little bit, if you guys want to learn about regulations, there's ways that you can find that. If you look on the U.S., Department of Housing and Human Development, National Association of Realtors. Those are great place. I want to point that because those are great place for you guys to find local and national information where you can and rules how to do it, the wholesale, because some of the areas are not really, they are very, that not that they are not really, but they are very restricted in how to do it. And, on this point, just, you know, legalities that goes paperwork, right? So, and again, if you find a mentor, I'm 100% sure someone that's doing the wholesale on the same area that we want to work with, it's going to be bring you big, huge insights
Of
the business. And that it's one of the invaluable, you know, that you can have
when
you're working with people like that. Wholesaling, it's great. That's how I started.
Yeah.
Actually.
I still do it.
That's how I started.
I hear a lot of people talk about, oh, I'm going to graduate from wholesaling and get into something. I was like, no, it's just another tool in your belt, right? Don't abandon that tool. Keep it, you know, sharpen it every now and again because you're always going to come back to it at some point or another. You know, what if you have a couple of properties and you're kind of maxed out in your funding on your end and then another opportunity comes? Do you just turn away from it or do you wholesale it? I wholesale it all day long, you know?
Dude, that's it. Again, it's when you learn. It's like you were talking the other time when you start putting these little details with the other one and you can add valor to something that you learned 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And you can add more valor and then you put together, you can bring it up to the table. Huge valor.
Yeah, right? 100%.
It's humongous what you can do when you start using the strategies that you can have under your pocket, under your wings. On that, I go with you. Can you imagine if you are maximizing in what you can do, or maybe you have two crews working in one side and you don't have the crew to be working and it's something that you need to do right away, why are you going to pass? I mean,
make some money.
Unless you want to start tearing money apart.
No, go out and make some more, right?
Yeah.
That's go with the quote. Grow income. Grow that income. So learn. That's why I say don't abandon. Don't ever think that you're going to graduate and just completely abandon wholesaling.
I don't think you can ever do that.
Not at all. Like you said, just a great tool.
Yeah. There's people doing, like, they actually bring, when you talk about wholesale, it's just so much that comes on my mind. Mm-hmm. Some people just work, they make that plan, they make that blueprint, and they keep, they wholesale blueprints.
That's not bad, right?
No, it's not bad. It's also paper. Like, I don't have the time or the money to to do this. What am I going to do? They wholesale the freaking blueprint.
That, yeah, I like
buy.
It. I like it.
I'll buy
it. I like, right? If it's gonna, if it's gonna make you money.
Make it easier?
Yes.
Oh, for the next project? Dude, any time, I think, at any day.
Right.
Just understand that the whole selling process, it is really not you buying the property.
Right, right.
It's you buying that opportunity to... Yep. Connect with the buyer,
yep.
Right? It's the seller and the buyer, yeah. Just like you say. So keep that in mind, fresh all the time, because those are pencils that you need to sharpen all the time.
Exactly, exactly.
Never, and ever let it go.
Exactly. And just like that, right? If you can wholesale property, you can probably wholesale those blueprints too.
Yeah.
Right? Opportunity, right?
Always an opportunity. Pencil, that's not flying from my hand today.
Yeah, you got that one under. Yeah, it's under control today. But I think, you know, there's a couple of little things that you got to make sure that you understand, though, right? Like, don't bring the buyer to the deal before you actually have it under contract, you know?
Or don't look for the buyer way after you have exactly. The problem.
Make,
the contract.
Exactly. Make sure you have a good buyer's list and people ready to go. But don't take the buyer to the property before you actually have it under contract. You know what I mean? That would just kind of be putting the carriage before the horse.
Yeah. And even before you have the buyer, understand your market.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, understand, of course, your buyers, understand the market. Understand that you need to have, like you were saying before, you need to pull your comp. So you need to know what's going on that area.
Right.
If you want to be a good wholesaler, how are you going to find a buyer and say, hey, you know what? I have this property for you, and I want to wholesale the property for $350,000. Hold your horse.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Calm down, baby. What do you mean? Oh, bring me the comps. The best wholesaler. This is very important.
Yes.
A very good wholesaler is going to come with the homework done.
100%.
And they're going to say, hey, you know what? There's a school on the corner. I love this neighbor because there is a supermarket over here. I love this neighbor because they are building an Amazon store on the corner or something, right?
Yeah.
If you really want to bring value for your buyers, know what the market is offering on that property, on that space. So this way, people are going to look at you. It's a... With shiny eyes. It's not like, okay, yeah, you have a property and now I need to do all the homework. I mean, bring me at least half of the things done.
Talk about
why I should look at this.
And the way I've always looked at wholesaling, it's always been like, do all that, exactly what you're saying. Make it enticing. Make it, understand the market. Yeah. Understand the value of the property, you know what I mean, in that market. And then make it more enticing for that
appealing.
Investor, right, who this podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast. Who wants to buy it? But maybe, you know, I always say do 80% of the work of the flip, right? The last 20 is go on and let the rest happen. But maybe 70% of the work, right?
Yeah.
But do all the work up front. Build that trust with the investors so that way you can build that relationship with them, and then they'll want to look for you to bring them more properties.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Nobody's going to be looking at something. First thing, when we were talking about investors or you know, your buyers, they might be they might not have that much time to be working right. or looking. So if you bring something to a potential buyer, potential investor, and you bring just a paper, you're going to give the person all the homework to do, zero insight, zero information, that is going to take away your credibility. And all that is this business is a people business. It's yes. the credibility. It is the leverage.
Yep.
So some of these people doesn't have time.
And what's funny is that, and not knocking anyone, but I'm just going to say it, right? A lot of new wholesalers think it's just a matter of, oh, look, I found this property. Pay me my wholesale fee, my fee. And they come up with these crazy, outrageous fees, and it's like, okay, well, what can you tell me about the property? Oh, it's 1,300 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Okay, but what can you tell me about the property, the market, what's happening there, right? What do I need in repair costs? Like I said, oh, 30,000. It's like, I got to go and do all this homework, and you want this outrageous fee? Like, dude, I'll just go and renegotiate the contract myself. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, so just guys, when you start in this business and you start in wholesaling, and again, I'm not trying to knock you or be negative about it, but just start slow and you work your way up, right? If you can find those properties and you're able to get somebody to buy it from you, maybe you don't need to start charging $30,000, $40,000 out the gate, right?
Yeah.
Work slow. Maybe you want to go down to 5 because you didn't do all the homework and do the due diligence.
And this is the reality check.
100%.
This is the reality check right there in what you say. What is a fair value for wholesalers?
Right.
Like where you want to be? What do you want from your deals, right? Yeah. Like some people, they are cuckoo.
Yeah, I come across a lot of them.
They are cuckoo. They come across like, okay, yeah, I have this paper. This point is just a paper, and I want $50,000 for that.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, and it's like, well,
what's
the area on the property?
Yeah, I have this paper, and I want $50,000.
Yeah, it's like, you're crazy.
Yeah, no.
You're crazy.
No. Don't do that with your buyers. You're going to burn yourself before you get out the gate.
Exactly. And I think that's why a lot of new wholesalers fail, because they get stuck on, number one, they start counting a check before they even have it and don't understand that you got to go through that process of growth and learning and growth,
yeah.
right? So, again, not trying to be negative to you know new wholesalers out there, but start slow, guys. Don't expect the big paydays, man. You know, professional baseball players only hit singles, you know, a lot of the time, right? So just keep that in mind and build on that, guys. Build on that.
Yeah, be realistic about
100%
your fees. That is something that I always want to say. I made $5,000 on my first deal.
You know what, though?
And then I made $7,500. And then I hit the jackpot.
But yeah. You know what? I did a deal last year, and I was talking to you guys about yeah. this. I did a deal as little as $2,500. So, I mean, do you know what it did, though? It paid for my marketing, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, you gotta take the base hit. You know, you just got to take the base hit.
Do you learn how to reach to that, you know, good list of buyers? I mean, not buyers, a good list of properties or sellers, because at certain point when you just get out the gate, you are probably going to feel lost, right? Most yeah. of the time. So just be okay with starting working slow, like you say, Steve, you know, building up, and build it up more than building up a list of, you know, papers that you want to get paid for.
Right.
Build it up a good work. Get that great habit, right, to bring it up things where people are going to say, hey, you know what, Steven is walking on the door. I want to see what he always comes with good
exactly.
stuff. They get excited. You know, make that appealing for people that you're bringing the deals.
Yeah.
So they want to see you. They are happy to see you. They were happy to work with you.
Exactly.
You were
build that reputation.
Exactly.
Build the reputation.
Yeah.
Right.
Build to that point where people is going to love you. That's
exactly. All. Like me.
Oh my goodness.
Right now, but hey, but so how, guys, how do you find your potential buyers? How do you find the motivated sellers? Right? So two different things, right? But the buyers, I mean,
making a list, building a list of potential buyers.
Right. I know a lot of people do different things. Like I do a lot of bandit signs. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I did bandit signs, right? And I got a lot of calls, so I found a pretty good list of buyers, particularly with mobile homes, you know? So I would put these signs out, I buy mobile homes, I buy and sell mobile homes, and yeah. I would get all these calls. But it was a mixture, right?
Yeah.
And it was, and you got to find the high traffic areas, maybe even sometimes find them around. Yeah. If you're doing anything with mobile homes, put them around mobile home parks and things of that sort. But in general, I would just drop them, you know, in high traffic areas, and I would get all these calls all the time. So that's one way of doing it. A lot of other people, you know, do email marketing. Another good way is networking, right?
I find like your buyers. Networking.
You know, I do too.
You know, I do networking. Too. I sometimes like going out and just networking is fun. You're also talking and meeting people in person. I'd mm-hmm. like to shake hands.
Yeah.
I have some kind of sensibility to feel the energy of the other person.
Right? Yeah, so I'm with you.
I like when I go networking and it can come with something positive from that relationship. First, we're already building a relationship. So, that is one of my favorites, you know, networking. Digital presence, I'm stupid. I just put the stupid things on the network. No, I don't create too much on that. I'm not the best one.
Yeah, I'm not big on that either, you know. I do have a website and stuff like that for different strategies, but I mean, I'm just not big on, like, I don't know. I probably should be more of like the Instagrams, the Facebooks and stuff like that. I probably got to post a lot more about what I have going on, but I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Nobody wants to know about your coffee.
You know what I mean? I still have my cough, by the way. I still have the cough. Shoot.
Hey, it sounds better. No, just because I say.
Yeah, I know. Now you make me cough. One of the things that I do more so for buyers than, for sellers, more than anything is direct mail. I do a lot of direct mail campaigns.
You are big on direct mail. I know that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I got that that bulk mail permit. I save a ton of money. So that's the other thing, guys. If you are going to do any direct mail, look into, if you have a partner, you know, partner up and split the cost of a bulk mail permit because, man, I mean, it really changes the cost significantly of sending mail out. The only thing is it's bulk mail, so you have to have a minimum of like a couple of hundred pieces or something like that. But mm-hmm. it's a significant savings.
Hey, if it works and you know how to market and where you are going to, you know, send then, you're good on your market, do it. I mean,
100%.
Yeah, it's still business. But be careful. It attracts a lot of buyers. You're going to build a buyer's list. But there's people out there, they are not the best ones. I think you have a story about your friend.
Oh, yeah. He was he was the buyer, and it was actually a seller that he was dealing with, and he wired him money. So so be careful with who you deal with. He was actually going to wholesale a deal, but he was actually acquiring. It was actually a mobile home in Northern California that he was going to go out and.
He was the buyer.
Yeah, he was the buyer, and he was buying it for his client, ugh. Right? That he was wholesaling for. And long story long, right, he went out and wired the guy. It was like 45K or something like that. And when he went to go check out, you know, to go pick up the mobile home, they're like, who? Space what? There's no home here. And anyway, long story longer, he got duped. He got ripped off for 45K. 45K. Because he didn't conduct his due diligence either on who that seller was or the property or anything like that. He was just, I don't know.
Boots on the ground. That is a very 100%. Good way to look
yes.
at. But you need to be careful. It's a great way to build a list of buyers, cash buyers, whatever, it's out there. But on the same time, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Right? You're exposing yourself. So just be careful with who you're. Find a community. You know, if you guys want, we are here. But
yeah,
by all means. And just, I say be careful with that one.
You have to. I mean, yeah. Just in general, like, I mean, I think wholesalers also, you make sure you do the due diligence on the property.
Yeah.
You know, understand what, there any liens on the property? Are there any tax?
Does the property exist?
Does the property exist? Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you must do your due diligence. You got to treat it just like as if you were, yeah. You're flipping the property, right? All the work that we do initially on a flip, right? All the due diligence up front, understanding the liens and whatever.
Well, here's another thing. You're the middle side, mm-hmm. with the middle guy, right?
Right.
So how does that look for you if you find a, right? If you find a buyer, you're the wholesaler and you're wholesaling him what? 45,000 negative?
Right. Exactly.
How does that, exactly. how much do you think that investor is going to come back and work with you?
It makes you, it's going to make you look like a dumbass.
No, right? It's going to, the credibility zero.
It's gone. There's zero. Yeah.
You exactly. better change, move to another country. At least another state.
Change your company name, change your name.
Change get your out name, town. Get out, yeah. Buy a hat.
Oh, man, my cough's coming back. Shoot.
No.
Right no, on. No. But most importantly, after all that's done, after you do all your due diligence and you're able to come to an agreement with the seller, put the property under contract.
Right? One of the most important piece of the work, right there. And put right the there, it's where contract. People just get lost. Put the property where?
Under contract. Get that purchase agreement signed, right?
Where? Like?
Under contract.
Yeah.
with your fee, right? With your fee.
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me. God dang it. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's kind of, you know, some of the things that you have to do as a wholesaler. But most importantly, we said it like a bunch of times, make sure you put the property under contract and then make sure you have a buyer for the property. Because a lot of times with that contract, you know, you're really not going to be allowed to have that contract for 60 days, right? And not have a buyer. So make sure when you put the property under contract, you already have a buyer lined up. Don't take the buyer to the property before you have it under contract, but make sure you do have somebody on the hook that's willing to, you know, look and possibly be the purchaser of that property, right?
Well, do your due diligence with the buyers, do the due diligence with the property. Make sure you understand that you're not buying the property, you're selling that contract.
Right, right. So put the property under contract and then have that purchase agreement with the buyer.
The buyer.
Right.
100%. Exactly.
And then, you know, make sure you got your fee in place.
Put your fee.
If you're new, not 40,000.
45?
Or 45 or 50. Shoot.
No, just make sure you guys are doing every single step necessary to close that contract. I don't think wholesale, it is a monster on the real estate, in agreements, purchase, you know, all those contracts. It's not it is not that complicated. What is complicated is you starting doing these steps without having someone to back you up or at least start doing your due diligence with the buyers. That is going to be the worst. And I saw that happening a couple of times. It's people, either they put under the contract was too much, that they're saying they're paying too much, mm-hmm. right? And they're going to lose the buyer, that they are not going to be able to go any farther because they didn't do the correct ARV for that property. So they are crazy on numbers. So that way you're going to lose the property. Yep. Another way that you might end up losing the property, it's not building or not having the buyer's relationship on the right moment. This way, you just can't close it. You're going to close to who?
Right?
You're going to charge who for your fees? So,
yep.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. It's more like be organized with your list, with your starting business, you know, the points of your life, whatever it is that you are doing right now. And so you're going to get on the end of the transaction and ended up getting paid.
That's it in a nutshell. And guys, remember, pretty high level, right? We went through this at a very high level, very quick pace. But, you know, we just wanted to kind of hit on the key points, right? Do your due diligence, know your market.
ARV.
Exactly. And know where you're at as a wholesaler and what you're going to provide to your buyer, right?
Yes.
Know what you're going to provide them. And you know, if you're going to charge outrageous fees, then, you know, make that
homework look good.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring that everything, you know, if you want a top maximum on the market as a wholesaler, make sure you are bringing the top maximum value to the table as well, because otherwise, I mean, don't talk crazy numbers.
Well, right on, guys. We're going to wrap up this episode.
This episode of Live Life by Design. And thank you, guys, one more time for listening to us. To us
in the ghost town that we're in right now, right?
Yeah, this might be past. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. And
don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcast, everything. Reach us and give us that 5 stars.
Hit those 5 stars, man.
We deserve it.
Yes, we do. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.